The past two winters in southeast Alaska have been mild, warm, and particularly in southern southeast this past winter, almost devoid of snow. But forecaster Kimberly Vaughn says El Nino is on his way out, heralding the arrival of La Nina.
Well, the fall is going to, has signatures of above normal precipitation and temperatures, so sort of a warm and wet fall.
So that's the prediction for October through December, but how about winter?
The January, February, March time, it's looking like we have better than normal chances of temperatures going below normal. With precipitation, there's no signature to say that we should be above or below normal precipitation.
That means snow tire weather after January, right?
That would be something to certainly consider. Yeah, it's definitely looking like we should be seeing more snow than we've seen in the last couple of years. I should say better chances that we're going to see the snow over rain.
Vaughn cautions that this is a long-range forecast, so it isn't and can't be specific.
This is a very broad brush. This isn't to say that, you know, this day or that day could be wetter or drier. It's overall in the big synoptic picture.
But while there likely will be a few dry spells too, one thing you can count on this winter in our Alaska rainforest is plenty of precipitation. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.